Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
We're joined by the Fianna Fáil MEP Billy Kelleher, the man who of course stood at the parliamentary party seeking the nomination from the party for the presidential election, only to lose out to newcomer Jim Gavin. Billy, thank you for joining us. Billy, when you heard the news last night that Jim Gavin was running off the pitch, what was your immediate reaction?
Well, obviously we were stunned by the announcement. Clearly it's not what you would envisage when you go into a campaign that your candidate, halfway through, would step out of the race. I think it's also important to realise that, you know, behind this is a family and a person who put their name forward for public life. So we have to be very conscious of, you know, the great distress that we've caused to the Gavin family, in particularly how we assessed the candidates, how we brought him to the parliamentary party, how we presented him, and how we supported him throughout this process. So, I mean, there's questions to be answered and asked there purely on a human level and on the understanding. But I think the more...
So when you say we, though, Billy, that's not your fault and many others who supported and voted for you. Surely that's the fault of your party leader, Micheál Martin, and other people like the deputy leader who became his campaign director, Jack Chambers.
Well, look, I mean, the process was certainly followed, Matt, from the point of view that I always felt that there should be an open, transparent process of how you go about finding candidates for the presidency. And the point I made on the 19th of August when I issued a press statement was very clear that there should be some way of a person bringing their own name to the parliamentary party, or if you're from outside the party, that you would present yourself as well, and that we could have a robust internal debate, that we could have hustings, and that we could have, you know, interrogation of candidates, not just in terms of themselves, but their ideas and their views. And we certainly didn't have any of that. I mean, it very much was a case, from what I can detect, that they were going to bring Mr. Gavin to the parliamentary party, more or less submit his name as a de facto candidate, rubber stamp, and we'd all go off canvassing. And I don't agree with that.
What does that say about the way Fianna Fáil is run? Is this some sort of quasi-dictatorship from the leader?
Well, look, ordinarily, I mean, headquarters is charged, obviously, with responsibility around identifying candidates from time to time when it comes to local elections and general elections and European elections as well. But certainly, you know, when it is the parliamentary party are the ones that will ultimately be making a decision on who will represent the party, I believe there should be an awful lot more consultation and discussion with the parliamentary party. It's the very least the members of that are directly elected in the context as Dáil, representing local authorities across the country, the context of the senators and the MEPs as well. So to me, it was a sort of a flawed process from the outset. And the reason I say that, Matt, is like the more interrogation you have, the more question you have of candidates, both in terms of their ability to campaign, to explain what they stand for and all of these, you can identify strengths and weaknesses over a period of time in advance of the party making an informed decision about which candidate they believe should represent the party. So that was the point I had made in August. And unfortunately, you know, I don't believe that we were going to get to a stage where we would have had that type of debate only in the end I got a sufficient amount of votes to contest the nomination and then to stand in the parliamentary proper or the parliamentary election proper where I got 29 votes. But look, this election won't come around for another 7 years, but in fairness, I think the one thing we have to now accept is that transparency, openness in terms of how we process and assess candidate selection and how the party interacts with the parliamentary party is of critical importance into the future.
Given the nature of this debacle and the clear responsibility for it that lies with your party leader, how much has this damaged your confidence in him?
Well, look, anything that undermines the party and the fact of the matter is, as it stands, we have no candidate in this presidential election. We had sought a process to find a candidate. The process found Mr. Gavin, and we now have no candidate. So, I mean, there's a lot of questions to be answered. The most important thing is that we ask the questions and we get the answers. And I think the key questions here how was the how were candidates identified? Who makes the approaches? What sort of due diligence is done? And not just due diligence in terms of the ethics and all the other areas, but in terms of a person's ability to campaign. Presidential elections are brutal by the sheer fact of the focus on the individual for an intense period of time. And it's nothing like any other election in those terms. So I always believe that, you really have to have a robust interrogation, not just in terms of the candidate themselves, but there would be hustings, questions and answers, that parliamentary party members could ask the questions, and then you can see how a candidate can perform. And unfortunately, we didn't really have that type of internal discussion.
Well, then I'll ask it again. How much does that then damage your confidence in your party leader?
Well, look, obviously we would have wished if these things hadn't happened. And look, I'm not going to get into whether I have confidence or not. I mean, the bottom line here is...
I didn't ask you that. I asked you how much it had damaged your confidence in him.
Well, look, it certainly undermines the whole process. And it also, I think, let's be honest, we don't have a candidate in this election. And I mean, presidential elections by nature are important in terms of political discourse. We were entering into this campaign to win. The Fianna Fáil headquarters and Micheál and the deputy leader and others went out to find a candidate. They found that candidate. And now he's no longer in the field. So clearly that raises lots of questions. And I believe the first thing that should be addressed is answers to those questions that I think are legitimate, and the parliamentary party and the members deserve that respect. Bear in mind, we were told that there was going to be an open process. It was far from open. People were in the parliamentary party were under huge pressure to vote certain ways. And I just don't think that is appropriate or even correct.
Micheál Martin has been leader of your party now for 14 years. How appropriate is it for somebody to remain as leader for that length of time?
Well, look, I have to be honest. I've worked with Micheál Martin. I mean, I won the Micheál seat in the 2011 election. He became the leader in 2011. We had 20 seats, 20 TDs. So I spent the next 4 or 5 years during that wilderness period, working very hard with other colleagues and Micheál Martin to try and repurpose the party. I think we did a reasonably good job in it. I was director of elections for the party in 2016 when we went up to 44 seats. So, we made considerable progress. And Micheál Martin has worked very hard in doing that. But I'm just saying, when you make unilateral decisions like this, that are not, in my view, in the interest of openness and transparency, well, then it does diminish.
But has he always been like that? Or is this an example, perhaps, that now he has been in charge for so long and he's had runs as Taoiseach, that he has started to adopt a somewhat dictatorial style?
Well, I suppose he was always a leader of a party that, in terms of numbers, because, he took over the party when we'd only 20 TDs. So, the parliamentary party, I suppose, by sheer size, hasn't been as influential as would have been with previous leaders when we would have had parliamentary parties between TDs and senators of upwards 90 to 100 members. There is a different influence in the party. Ordinarily, the leadership would have to listen, very coherently to the backbenchers in my day, because there are so many of them. There's less now, and there's more in the front bench or in cabinet or in minister of state jobs. So the balance probably has shifted a little bit. So from that perspective, you could say that there is less discussion. But I don't think that's the real reason here. I just believe that they went off to try and find a candidate outside of the party, and I just don't think that they did an interrogation, both in terms of obviously the issue that brought an end to his candidacy, but more importantly that we didn't have that big debate in our party about what type of candidate we want, and go through that due diligence and interrogation so that the party could make an informed decision rather than an enforced decision.
What should be the Fianna Fáil position on the presidency now? Should you support one of the two candidates, or do you just think Fianna Fáil should just withdraw and go off and lick its wounds?
Well, look, that's one of the big discussions that we're going to have. Personally, at this stage, I can only vote for a candidate that's pro-European, that is supportive of Europe standing strong against Russia, of not supporting the Assad regime, of being pro-enterprise, also for wanting to maintain links between the United States and Ireland itself, that very strong historic link that we need to mind, regardless of who's in the White House. they come and go, but we must maintain that link. So, I mean, you know, when I look around, there's only one candidate that I can vote for now in this presidential election, assuming that, you know, and it will be Heather Humphreys. I can't see how else I can go anywhere because of the, of Catherine Connolly's views on certain key issues, which I raised as part of the campaign itself during my short time as a potential candidate within the party, was to find out exactly what other candidates stood for. You know, like we have to know what, when we're voting for somebody, what they stand for, what are their interests, what are their commitments. And from that perspective, now it's deeply, deeply upsetting for members right across the country. I've got a huge number of calls this morning.
And how angry are people with Micheál Martin?
Well, they're deeply upset, deeply upset. You know, that we entered into a race to win, to influence the political discourse in our country. We'll be 100 years old next year as a political party. And we now find that we are left in this position where we, our candidate has resigned or withdrawn from the race. And we now are either in a position where Fianna Fáil voters can't go to the polls because they can't find anybody to vote for, or they will vote for somebody because they reluctantly have to go across party in view of the offering that's there at the moment.
One final thing. Daniel McConnell earlier spoke about now that there will be people in Fianna Fáil looking at themselves as potential leaders when it comes the time for Micheál Martin to step down. He mentioned Jim O'Callaghan, he mentioned Dara O'Brien, he mentioned you. But are you a bit bunched by being an MEP? You'd have to come back and be a member of the Dáil, wouldn't you, to be a leader of Fianna Fáil in the future?
Well, look, I mean, I clearly put my name before the people of Ireland South to serve as an MEP. I sought the Fianna Fáil nomination to contest that election. I was given that. And I was honoured to be elected by the people of Ireland South, so that's where I remain. I mean, whatever I can do to advance the beliefs of the party, to improve the party standing, to repair whatever damage has been done here. But more importantly, look, we have a budget. We have big issues to address over the next number of years across in Europe. And I feel I can play an active role in that. And I like to think that I play an active role as well back home domestically in terms of politics, nationally as well, and European-wide. So, you know, I am where I am.
Billy Kelleher, thank you very much for being with us.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.